Christian. This is Becky.
Hey Becky, this is Grant. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just working away. It's Monday. What can I say?
It is a Monday.
I usually have a lot more like fun stories come later in the week, but it's Monday.
Well, did you have a good weekend at least?
I did. I went on a beer bus tour for a friend's birthday.
Oh, I'm sure there's some fun stories out of
Yeah. Well, the funny part was is
none
that
that you want to
it was the funniest part about all of it was that as we were going on this tour, we were driving literally where I work. Like I passed my job because we're in like Beer Central here. So the entire time
nice.
we were going on these beer tours, I'm like, these are places I already go. They're in my backyard, so it was a little bit weird, but it was also really fun.
At least you weren't like, "Where the hell are we?" Because that's what happened to me this weekend. I went to a pub crawl with a couple friends over in their part of town. I'm like, "I have never been here before." I had to look it up on the map because I had no idea where it was. I'm like, "I don't know where we are." It was
That's a
bizarre.
lot more unnerving, especially the later into the pub crawl you get.
Exactly.
Yeah,
But
at least you're
no, it
close
was a
to
good time.
home.
Yeah,
Awesome.
no, that's
I'm
good.
glad it's been going well. I was reading over some bank statements where business backers has a balance for a customer that just came in, and I was just a little bit confused by what was going on. I don't. Basically, it's a deal called Sushi Creek Incorporated. And I see business backers dropping money into their account on September. And the merchants come and said this is a credit card processing deal with a 7% holdback. So I see in the September statements the money from their credit cards dropping into the account. And then that same day, money being taken out from business backers, which seems normal. It's about 7%. But then come October, I don't see those same daily withdrawals coming out as a holdback, and I don't have the October credit card statements to verify that now you're just pulling directly from the credit cards. So I don't know if you can lend some explanation to why that might be, or see what's going on with Sushi if he's having trouble paying. I'm not sure.
Let me see.
Sushi Creek Incorporated is the name.
Yeah, it looks like he is not paying us. Okay, so wait a minute. So it looks like he runs every 4 days and then misses a day, which is fine. So he batches 4 days and misses a day. That was a holiday. And then it looks like the beginning of October, for whatever reason, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days he didn't batch anything, and then had a huge batch. So that, I guess, could make sense. And
Did
then on October 20th, he stopped payment or
October
something.
tw October after October 20th, you guys stopped receiving payments.
Yeah, we got one, and then it looks like November. He turned something happened. I don't know if he's been working with our managed department or whatever, but so we've had like four pulls this month so far where we were able to get money. So he is
Yeah, that would be great.
Struggling a
not
little bit?
doing good. Yeah, and I'm going to try to see if I can pull up any information, but
That's concerning because his bank statements look healthy.
yeah, so I don't know what happened. Let me see if I can see any notes in here. I probably shouldn't even tell you any of this anyway, but oh well, it's
Yeah, I
Monday.
appreciate it. It was just odd. Because I feel like there's so many different ways to do a credit card processing deal that I'm still a little bit uneducated on it.
Yeah, well, it's complicated, and depending on if it's a, our processors that we are like partnered with, it's different from if it's a lockbox, and it's just mess.
Because I'm like, it's a credit card processing deal, but then you're pulling daily from the bank account, so like you don't have that security of grabbing the money before it even hits the account if they were to go negative. So I'm like, where's the benefit at that point?
Right. Okay, so we had an issue with our banks changing. So I know there were a couple people that called and said, "Hey, they stopped payment because it switched from the business backer to Innova International, which is our parent company. And since we switched banks, they switched the name of the the name of it in the account when it says it's pulling. Okay. So instead of it saying a pull from the business backer, it said a pull from Innova International. Okay. So there were actually a couple people who said no, and they stopped payments because they thought it was fraud, which makes sense. I would probably do the same thing.
That's what
but
I was thinking.
So I don't know what else, if anything, happened. But yeah, I do know he's got funding. I mean, he's obviously in house with another rep. So yeah, I don't know what happened, but they're defaulted with us. So we're kind of watching and seeing what's going on, but I don't know if we would ever fund them again.
Yeah, that's so weird because it's just like I'm seeing through October always their account always being over $10,000 in the ledger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually in the 20s actually. So for them to actually have like issues is just confusing. I mean, like you have the money to pay people back.
Right. So why aren't you paying us back?
Yeah. I know. It's like
this is where we get really frustrated too, because it's like, okay, well, you know, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, he's been here like 5, 6, 7 times. So why?
Really?
Yeah. So why are you now going to stop paying us? You know, and he has one that we funded him in August, and he hasn't even started paying on that deal.
That is so weird. He has money. I'm looking at it right now. So this is just a continuing mystery, it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So you're trying to get him funded? Is he looking for funding?
I mean, if he's having issues and you guys want to get rid of him, we can certainly try, but we just got to, understand the situation. If he's having, poor pay, then there's a chance we may not be able to move him.
I would see if you could call him and say, hey, what's going on? I don't know that you should tell him that you talked to me, but, say, hey, it looks like some things have changed and pools aren't coming out. What's going on? I can tell you that he is what we call red flagged in our system, and we won't fund him again. He owes us about $53,000.
So if we were to generate a payoff letter from you guys, he said it would be 40. You're saying it's 53 would be the payoff required if we were to get funds elsewhere?
Yes. Yep, because
okay.
He's got one that's got a $32,000 balance that he hasn't even started paying on, and the other one's just under $21,000.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of throw this back at our rep and be like, hey, this is what we see in the bank statements happening, and we just need clarity on why they're softening the business before we can really move forward.
Yeah, don't put me in a bad position.
I'm not. We didn't even talk.
But no, we'll try. I mean, if you can get him funded somewhere, then I can expedite a payoff letter for you. Let me say that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try and I'll handle this as very delicately and.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell him that there was a stop payments. You know, it was happening in September. It stopped in October, and we need an explanation before we can actually move forward.
Sounds good. Let me know if I can do anything.
I will. I'm going to be seeing David tomorrow. He's coming out.
I heard.
Yeah, I'm going to take him to breweries yet again.
Oh, boy. Have you met him yet? Have you ever met him? Has he been out there?
No, my boss Dean said that I did, but I don't think I did.
He's
I don't. Huh? I think I heard you. I'll just assume that you did, and then I'll get confirmation tomorrow.
He's just a short little guy, that's all. And he's like wired and wound for sound, so you'll,
He said he wanted to go out drinking for a while, and I'm like, I got work the next day, but I'll be down for a beer or two.
Yeah, and I believe he's flying home that night, so I don't think that he'll be out drinking too much, so.
Alrighty.
He'll be fine.
Alrighty.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I appreciate it as always.
Oh, thank you. I will talk to you later.
All right, bye for now.
All right, bye.